Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alef, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah Shabbos brings Brachos Esrei Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zeichet Efrayim Ruzivik Hagon Bikarav Mamish. And let's just read the first line of the Mishnah. Yedis HaTomah Shtayim Shein Arba. Yedis HaTomah is two, which are really four. And we had explained this in the first Mishnah, the previous Perek. Then in the Torah, we only have two types of Tomah mentioned, and that's expanded to four, meaning we add another two. And these Tomahs, as we know from the previous Perek, have to do with somebody being Tomei and either eating Kodesh or going to the Beis HaMikdash. And there was some sort of Shayeg here. And now we're going to explain this in more detail. Nitma V'yada. He became Tomei, and he knew about it. He knew he was Tomei. But V'nalim Menu Atoma, he forgot about the Tomei, forgot he was Tomei. But V'zachar Es HaKodesh, he knew that this was Kodesh. He knew this meat he was about to eat was holy. Or V'nalim Menu HaKodesh, he didn't know that this was Kodesh meat, V'zachar Es HaToma, but he knew that he was Tomei. Or V'nalim Menu Zevazeh, he had a lama of both of these. He forgot he was Tomei, he didn't know this was Kodesh. V'achal Es HaKodesh, V'lo Yada, and he ate the Kodesh, and he didn't know about it when he was eating it. U'misha Achal Yada, and after he ate it, he realized that this is a big problem, that he was Tomei and this was Kodesh. So he has to bring a carbon oil of yared. Now going on to the case of Beis HaMikdash, Nitma V'yada, he became Tomei and he knew about it. V'nelma Menu Tomei, and then he forgot that he was Tomei, V'zachar Es HaMikdash, but he knew that the place he was about to walk into was the Beis HaMikdash. Or Nelma Menu Mikdash V'zachar Es HaToma, he forgot that this place is the Beis HaMikdash, but he remembered that he was Tomei. Or Nelma Menu Zevozeh, he forgot both that he was Tomei and that this is the Beis HaMikdash. V'nichas HaMikdash V'lo Yada, and he went to the Mikdash and he didn't know. U'misha Yatsa Yada, after he left, he knew. Harizba Oil of Yared is the other case where he would bring a carbon oil of yared. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, now explaining what that means. He went into the Beis HaMikdash, Echa Nechas La'azara, whether he went into the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, or if Echa Nechas La'tesef as Azara, even if he went into something that was added on to the Azara later, it wasn't originally part of the Azara, it was added on, still that's considered going to the Beis HaMikdash, because this Tosef as Azara, this addition, has the same Kedusha as the regular Azara. How so? Well, because She'ein Ma'asif and Al-Ir V'Al-Azara's, we can't add on to the city of Yerushalayim, or onto the Azara itself, El B'Melech, we have to have the king, V'Navi, V'Urim V'Tumim, we have to get a sign from the Urim V'Tumim. We have to have a Sanhedrin of 71 elders. There also has to be two lachme toida, two breads, if you will, of thanks. Ubashir, and there also has to be song. And it was a whole procession, as the Mishnah continues saying. Ubezin mahalchen, bezin goes. Ushtei toidais achrehen, and there's two toidais, and they go after them, which means that somebody's carrying the two toidais. Bezin follows these toidais. V'chalis shal achrehen, and then everyone goes after them, and they walk around this entire area that's being added onto the Azara. After they finish this whole procession, hapanimis. The inner lechem gets eaten, the outer one gets burned, and only then, after this whole approval and this whole procession of the king and the Navi and the Reuven Tumim, so on and so forth, then this is considered in addition to the Azara, and therefore if a person goes in there when he's Tomei, it's considered like walking to the Azara itself, and he would be over Tomas Mekdash Yikdashav. However, if this whole process wasn't done, if a person goes into this area, he's not chai for it, because it's not considered like he went into this Azara when he was Tomei. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah. Gimel and Dalet continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.